This thing on statutory disclaimer and opening statement, the Zama the Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room, preferably the house. Preferably this mortal coil before listening. Before you listen, that is. Whatever you can do to get rid of them. The show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, and other mammals, birds, frogs, fish, snakes, slugs, snails, etc., etc., or geckos. God's horrible drunken mistakes, I say it every week. Nonetheless, the vermin, as we'll call pretty much anything that's not iguana is vermin. Anyways, they keep trying to listen to this show. They're going to hell for it. Hopefully soon. Anyways, so the Ogani, all right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zama the Destroyer show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I'm your host, Zama, yada, yada, yada. You probably know me from the comic I used to appear in Zama the Destroyer, though I guess at this point, more of a podcast, but you know what? Still, the comic was first, and you should know me from that. And if you weren't a fan back then, well, shame on you, but you can try and catch yourself up at my website, zomaliastrar.com, I guess. Well, so the big excitement of the week was Wednesday. There was a fire a mile away from Technical Support Monkey's house. Well, she ain't bought one yet. Iguana talking about her dad's house that she basement dwells in. Anyway, Iguana told her it was the Lord's way of striking fear into her unrepentant chimp heart in the hopes that she might repent her sins and let Iggy buy stuff at the next auction, but she insists it was caused by some dumb chimp stoner flicking a marijuana joint butt into the bushes. Still, doesn't matter. The Lord only let the ashes touch the flammable stuff to teach Technical Support Monkey a lesson, but anyways, whatever. In any case, the chimps from City Hall got it put out or whatever, or controlled anyways. And the helicopter's dumping water on it all night. Well, at least till very, very late on Wednesday night. They were very disruptive to Iggy's nap schedule that day. And, you know, Iguana goes to bed early and there was all the chopper noise overhead. So there was that, and oh yeah, it rained on Saturday. Technical Support Monkey insists this was a good thing somehow because of the rampant forest fires, but she's not thinking of the big picture. If she moves to Los Angeles, like Iguana keeps telling her to, there will be no fire risk. You know, sure, she tried to say shit about the Santa Ana fires and the California wildfires and brush fires and whatnot going on down there, but Iguana pointed out none of those are actually in Los Angeles. Have you ever tried to light concrete on fire, Chimpette? I have. The results are rather unsatisfactory if you're looking for a fire, but they are a real benefit if you're trying to avoid one. You see, Los Angeles doesn't burn because Los Angeles is made of concrete, swimming pools, and silicone. You might notice those last two don't burn neither. Anyways, Technical Support Monkey just... Anyways, so after the fire was out, Iguana phoned Georgie, and I ordered her to put my frog slave Hoppy on the phone, and Iguana told him all about how the Lord set a fire as a warning to Technical Support Monkey. But Iguana reminded the Lord that Iggy's still staying at Chimpette's house. So the Lord let the monkeys put out the fire because Iguana intervened on Chimpette's behalf. And then Hoppy went and told all the frog disciples about the Messiah done work another miracle. And there was much ribbiting in unison. You know, you could hear it throughout the land, or at least the neighborhood, I assume. I don't know, I wasn't there because I was phoning, but eh. Anyway, so on Saturday, when it was drizzling, Chimpette insisted on going to the garden center on the other side of town to get a fountain pump for some dumb plant pot she has because, You know, she saw on YouTube or some other chimpette made a stupid little fountain with some rocks and a pump and a pot that doesn't have a hole in it. And you know the old saying about monkey see, monkey do. So when we get home, she sets this thing up and she's complaining. She can only find small rocks to put in the fountain and she can't seem the bit to find the, you know, the big fist-sized, well, fist-sized for your, for chimps, I say belly-sized, but anyways, the really big ones that she found on some shitty beach down by Victoria, and she couldn't find them. Well, Iguana told her. Iguana confiscated those rocks.
So, they're like my rocks.
Yeah, finders keepers.
They're in, like, my house.
So, just because Iguana found them in the closet doesn't mean Iguana didn't find them. Finders keepers, chimp.
Okay, like, what do you need a bunch of big rocks for?
Iguana's building a trebuchet to huck them at the neighbor's cat. Technical support monkey got all uppity over that and went and dug them out of Iguana's luggage, despite Iggy pointing out to her she ain't got no warrant to seize them from Iggy. And she put them in the stupid rock fountain pot, and she refused to give them back on the grounds that she thinks hucking rocks at cats is somehow not a good hobby for Iguana to engage in. Iguana told her himself, you know, Second Amendment, self-defense, yada, yada, yada. Well, she tried insisting she's not violating Iguana's Second Amendment rights on the grounds that that doesn't apply in Canada. Well, if you would move to Los Angeles, chimp. Take it with you, but anyways, whatever. Iguana got Egg's revenge on her. Iguana messaged What's-His-Face Guitar Dude about them photos Iguana took the other week, you know, the ones the technical support monkey don't want Iggy sending to him. He says to him, hey, you want to see some really dirty pictures pertaining to technical support monkey? Well, he ticks back.
I already seen her naked, lol.
I reply, well, no, these photos are filthy, really filthy. He comes back with,
okay, sure.
So we reply back to him, filthy pictures from Technical Support Monkey's house cost $80. Well, he didn't want to pay that. Iguana assured him they were truly disgusting. And there was some back and forth, but finally we agreed on $50, and What's-His-Face Guitar Dude sent Iguana the money via PayPal. So Iguana sent him the photos it took the other week of Chimpette's disgusting stares and whatnot. Anyways, not long after that, Iggy got an email saying,
what the fuck is this shit?
So Iggy replied, well, the first one, that's how the stairs are. They're filthy. You see? She won't vacuum them like Iguana's been nagging her to do for 3 months. Iguana also sent you photos of the crumb and thread pile building under the kitchen table next to where she sits, and the dust and hairballs swirling under her bed, and the overflowing stinky garbage under the sink, plus the recycling pile that blocks the entire front door. And then Iggy got an angry phone call. And What's-His-Face Guitar Dude was all like,
this isn't what I had in mind when you said you had filthy photos.
Oh, you want to see what the toilet in her bathroom looks like? That one's $50 just on its own.
Look, man, when you say you have filthy photos of a chick, that doesn't mean anything to do with housekeeping.
Iguana told you they were filthy photos pertaining to Technical Support Monkey. These are photos of the filth that she allows to build up in the house that Iguana has to live with right now.
Yeah, but when you're talking about a chick, filthy means something else.
Yeah, Iguana told you you can see how bad the bathroom is for another $50.
I didn't get my money's worth out of the first $50.
Iguana sent you 5 filthy photos and a mere $10 each. That's a bargain.
I gotta spell it out for you. Filthy means dirty sex, man. You implied you have porno photos of her off, like off her phone or whatever.
No, Iguana said Ig had filthy photos pertaining to Technical Support Monkey. Everything else is an assumption on your part.
Dusty isn't filthy, it's just dusty.
Iguana told you the bathroom photo is the real money shot. Tell you what, Iguana cut you a deal for it. $20. How about that?
How about you give me my $50 back?
Iguana doesn't do refunds. It's against my religion.
Okay, well then find me some real dirty photos from her phone.
It sounds a lot like work. Iguana gonna steal her phone when she's not looking, figure out her passcode.
Too bad.
She's very protective of her phone.
Yeah, I bet. You better find me some naked pics from her phone in the next couple days or I'm coming up there to get my $50 back, regardless of your religion.
It was a kind of threatening tone Iguana didn't like. Ugh. Well, fortunately, you know, technical support monkey sleeps until 9 or 10 in the morning these days, and she's all spazzed out about how the Wi-Fi is going to give her brain cancer or whatever, cell phone radiation, 5G, 4G, gee whiz, I don't know. So she leaves her phone on her sewing table instead of her nightstand, so all Iggy had to do to get access to her phone was head downstairs the next morning. Unfortunately, technical support monkey ain't got no porno pics on her phone. The only thing on there that involved naked people was she screen-capped an Instagram post one of her dumb chimp friends made of some dude monkey walking around downtown Vancouver buck-ass naked the other weekend. Yeah. So, Iguana decided to play dumb. I sent What's-His-Face Guitar Dude her iCloud photo login stuff. And I said that if he scrolled back, she has tons of photos of dirty beaches, plus one bare ass in public photo. Well, you know, hours later, Iguana got an angry text message pointing out there were no porno pics of technical support monkey and once again demanding a refund. Well, Iguana just didn't reply. Didn't answer my phone when it rang. Anyways, the next day, them two chimps were Skyping about their stupid monkey songs they're writing, yellow ones that have nothing to do with worshiping the sun. Well, Iguana was hiding out in the laundry room, trying to listen in without getting seen and discovered. Well, once his face guitar dude didn't quite rat Iggy out, but he made it known to Chimpat that Iguana was supposedly up to no good.
Where's that lizard of yours?
I don't know, like probably outside sunbathing or throwing rocks at squirrels or something, I guess. I don't know.
Well, you should tell that lizard that dirty pics mean something different to humans.
Oh my god, I told Zomo not to go sending those around.
Oh really?
Yeah, it's almost being like pissy about some dust balls on the stairs, but like the vacuum system here is like so screwed up. Like, okay, so it's like a built-in, but the hoses are in stupid places downstairs. Like the one's in the storage cabinet in the laundry room and the other one's like behind my sewing desk. And like the hoses are too short, so you can't reach the bottom of the stairs from either one. And like my dad still has the old 70s vacuum from the old house, but it hurts my shoulder trying to move that thing anywhere. And Zomo's being a total dick about a few dust balls. And I said, well, just grab a Swiffer and clean the stairs yourself. And like Zomo was like, fuck you and stuff. And then Zomo was going to send the photos of the stairs to all my friends or something. Like what the hell? Nice little scam that lizard has going. Must add up fast. Yeah, I paid like $20 just to shut Zomo up and stop bugging me. What is it? Adds a scam? Like, was Zomo trying to get money from you for those photos?
$50. Quite the little hexter.
Zomo! Get down here right now!
Shit. You know, so Iguana went in there playing all innocent and dumb. Hello, chimps. Fine day, isn't it? What's up?
You give him a refund right now, Zomo.
Iguana doesn't understand.
You understand perfectly well. Give him a refund.
Iguana doesn't understand refunds.
Whatever money he sent you, you like send back?
What's money?
You know damn well what money is. Send him his money back.
You know, philosophers are divided on what money is. Is it the paper or the digital sum itself? Is it the exchange of goods and services? Or the time put into producing those goods and services? Or is it just an abstraction, like a symbol of time? You know, Adam Smith once said, I don't care! Give him his money back! But time is money, and money is time, and time moves only forward and not back. The rest is just echoes of past experiences remembered. You can never unlive experiences, right?
Pay him back, Zomo!
Yeah, Gwen, I gotta pay him back for sure. Snitches get stitches.
give the money back, Zamo, or else I'm going to tell Georgie what you did.
Georgie's an unreasonable bitch, Chimpette.
Yeah, no shit. Now you refund that goddamn money?
And technical support monkey's eyes were all bugged out like a New York communist. And Iguana ain't never seen her that mad ever. It seemed like there was a legitimate possibility of Iguana side at that exact moment, so even though it violates all that Iguana holds holy, Iguana did log into PayPal with Ig's iPhone, and Iguana did send What's-His-Face Guitar Dude his $50 back. God damn it! Technical support Mickey wasn't done, though.
Okay, now you apologize.
Iguana's sorry you misinterpreted Iguana's offer to sell you filthy photos pertaining to technical support, Monkey.
That's not a real apology, Zomo.
But that's what happened.
Apologize for trying to scam him!
It wasn't a scam, Chimpette. Iguana sent him actual photos of actual filth in your actual house that actually pertain to you because you actually never clean. Technical support Monkey's nostrils flared and she just she was going to pop an aneurysm or strangle Iguana or something. Iguana just decided to bolt upstairs and hide in the spare room closet behind the extra bedding while texting Mr. Heidel that Iguana might need him to come and rescue me from an angry chimp up in the Cowichan Valley. Sadly, Mr. Heidel didn't reply for a whole 2 hours, at which point he said he was busy tending bar on a friend's private yacht in Ibiza for a week. Some sort of working vacation bullshit, so he couldn't help. But he reminded Iguana that the secret to pacifying enraged female apes is chocolate. Problem being that Iguana wants to get any gun done. Fortunately, Iguana was kind of inadvertently saved by Chimpette's old man. He phoned to tell her that he's returning from his sister's igloo in Winnipeg a week early, so then Iguana heard Chimpette on the phone to her brother complaining for 3 hours, and it seems she sort of forgot about the whole picture scam. Or at least, you know, Iguana stayed hidden in the closet all night to be safe. But, you know, when Iguana tentatively emerged from the spare room the next morning, tiptoeing around, she just asked, "You want to go shopping in Nanaimo?" And that was kind of that, so, you know. She didn't bring it up again. Iguana sure as hell wouldn't go bring it up again soon. Might have gotten away with it. I think her brain's kind of like an Etch-a-Sketch. So, you know, she turns her head too fast. It all just kind of goes, bloop. Anyway, so that was Iguana's week. And now I'm $50 short. Yeah. Well, I guess I'm in the same financial spot I was at the end of last week. But the point is, in the middle of the week, Iguana was $50 closer to my goal of being the world's richest iguana ever, and now I'm not, so, yeah. I'm going to have a nap and come up with further money-making schemes, but, yeah, so that's it for this week's show. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, just search for Zomo the Destroyer. As I always say, if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, go to my website, Zomo the Destroyer. Well, first, you beat them severely, and you sell their most prized secret photos to people they don't want them to see. And then you can go to my website, ZomoTheDestroyer.com, grab individual episodes there, stream it, whatever. Anyways, talk at you eggs next week. Bye.